And now I thought you might like to hear, talking in 1968, the creator of Just William, Richmore Crompton, in a BBC radio interview. She's discussing some of the background to her work and her relationship with William Brown.
Well, the first William story was written on memories of my brother's boyhood. And when I'd exhausted those, I had a nephew of 11 who was a real William, who was most useful, less to his parents than to me. And then after him, William seemed to exist in his own right as a character, and I didn't really have to look very far for models.
What made you start writing about a small boy?
Well, I was writing magazine stories, and I happened to write one about a small boy, the group of small boys, which was accepted by the Home magazine, which of course doesn't exist now. But the editress asked me to write another about children, so after racking my brains for a fresh set of children, I gave it up in despair and used the same. And still she wanted another one. And I remember when I got to 5, I thought I really must stop these children and start another lot of children, because there was no thought then of them being published in book form. They were just ephemeral magazine stories. However, he gradually took over the whole show. I remember I said once to the editor, that was of the Happy magazine, that I didn't want to go on writing any more William stories. So he said, all right, as long as you promise me just to bring William into each story you write. Well, of course, William could do nothing else but dominate the whole theme once he'd been let in.
When you first started them, did you visualise the sort of success William was going to turn into?
No, I had not the slightest idea. Each one was supposed to be, as I wrote them, just sort of ephemeral, to be vanished once the magazine was published. And that's why readers find a lot of inconsistencies, because I never really could bring myself to read through the whole terrifying lot of William books to find out the name of somebody's aunt or the address of somebody's friend. I generally get a lot of letters from readers pointing out inconsistencies, but I think it gives them quite a lot of pleasure discovering inconsistencies.
Yes, I noticed that William's friend Ginger, his surname changed at one point.
Oh yes, it's Merryweather and Merrydew.
That's right. I believe now you've had translations into a number of foreign languages, haven't you?
Yes, nearly all of them, I think. The last two are Finland and Czechoslovakia. But they're used in Germany as a school textbook with a little vocabulary. The stories are printed in English and have to be translated into Germany. And the same in Holland. I don't think William would at all approve of his adventures being made into a school textbook.
Do you ever wish that you that William hadn't taken over quite so much and that you could have written something else?
Well, yes, I did write the other about 30 novels, but I think that William overshadowed them so much that the people who liked William didn't like a book by me not about William, and the people who disliked William, then they dislike any book by me, you see. So I think my novels didn't get quite a fair chance.
You couldn't win, could you?
No, I couldn't win, no.
When I read the William books, which I do very frequently, I always find that the humour is very subtle and very adult, and I wonder sometimes just who you have in mind when you write them. Do you write for children or...?
Well, I began to write them entirely for adults about children, and they were published in these magazine stories, an adult magazine, for adults about children. But they've gradually drifted onto the shelves of junior libraries in libraries and shops, so that now I occasionally find myself writing down a bit, but I try not to.
Now, William has always been 11. All the characters have stayed roughly the same age.
Yes.
Has this created sort of difficulties with the changing social scene?
To a certain extent, yes, it has. The background has changed tremendously. But I think that the small boy himself has changed really very little, except that he's much more advanced now. We're an 11-year-old now. Would William now, it was as he portrayed in the book, would be about 9, I think, you see. Their children mature so much more quickly these days. I think it's partly television and partly that they're brought up with the adult side of the family, because the nursery has ceased to exist.
William always takes a very poor view of adults who consider themselves good with children. Is this your view, in fact?
I think so. I think an adult who is really good with children doesn't think about it. It just comes out. I think the adult who is consciously good with children is a very trying proposition for the child.
Now, William has a very inventive mind. Do you ever get letters of protest from parents whose children may have copied any of his...
Well, not exactly. No, I don't, as a rule. In fact, I generally get the opposite. But I did once get a message, "Tell Miss Crumpton she's wrecked our home." So I sent the message back, "Well, remember that original sin existed long before I put pen to paper." I said, "At least you owe me the quiet half hour while they're reading the story before they begin to put them into practice."
Tell me, do you find them ever surprised or that you, in fact, are a woman?
Terribly surprised they used to be to find I was a woman. Because Richwell is an old family name in our family, but it's always a woman. But it sounds so much like Richard. Mm. I think that's what really puts people off.
Do you have fans of all ages?
Yes, I have fans of all ages. One time I had a very ardent fan, an old lady of 90, but she got slightly senile, and she imagined one that William was staying with her. And she made her companion write a letter to his schoolmaster asking that he could stay another week because she was enjoying his society so much. Well, the poor old lady died quite painlessly and peacefully after about a week of it, but still firmly convinced that William was her guest.
Do you actually like William as a person?
Well, I often refer to him as my Frankenstein monster, because I've often tried to get rid of him, but he's quite impossible to get rid of. I am rather fond of him. I think there's something rather appealing about him.